Trump knocks Georgia investigation in Mar-a-Lago speech, perfect phone call. By Paul Bois on April 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump excoriated the Georgia investigation during his speech in Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday, which alleges that he and his campaign illegally meddled in the 2020 election. Referring to Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis as a racist, the former president and 2024 GOP frontrunner said that the investigation hinges on a perfect phone call he made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger asking if he could find the votes needed to beat Joe Biden in the election. The president believed that votes in his favor were suppressed while votes in Biden's favor were not. All I want to do is this, I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, Trump said during the call, because we won the state. Trump compared this phone call with his call to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, referring to it as an even more perfect phone call during his Tuesday speech. This one was more perfect. Nobody said, "Sir, you shouldn't say that," many people on the phone, or hung up in disgust because I said something inappropriately, the former president said. Nothing was said wrong. In fact, at the end of the call, we agreed to continue our conversation about election fraud and election fraud specifically in Georgia. The former president added that people on the phone call included lots of lawyers and that nobody found anything wrong with that perfect phone call until a book promotion tour many months later. All of a sudden, they say, "You know, I remember Trump making a call. Just look at that. This fake case was brought up only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election and it should be dropped immediately," he concluded. Watch, Trump waves to media, departs Trump Tower to turn himself into Manhattan court. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, the former president pled not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree relating to alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump was arrested around 1:35 p.m. and appeared before the judge, who charged him with 34 counts of falsifying business records, at 2:45 p.m. Trump pleaded not guilty to indictment number 71,543-23. Per the judge's orders, the media was not allowed to live stream the court proceedings. Photographers, however, were allowed to enter the courtroom to take photos before the proceedings began. The photographers captured images for a few minutes before they were seen leaving the courtroom. Honest Democrats and even hard leftists who hate Trump have admitted Alvin Bragg has a flimsy case against the former president, with most fearing it will distract from what they believe to be a bigger case in Georgia. Van Jones on CNN said that the indictment could be a small pebble in an avalanche of pebbles or something that could destroy Democrats' efforts to stop the former president. "I worry. Look, if this is the only pebble that gets thrown at Donald Trump, it's a very small pebble. If it's the first pebble in an avalanche of other indictments that strike more to the heart of, I think, people's core concern about Donald Trump, which is his threat to democracy," Van Jones said. "So, this is the first pebble and the next one is about election interference in Georgia. The next one is about the coup, the insurrection, January 6th, the next one's about him hoarding these documents and why, then it begins to fit. But if this is the only pebble, it's not much of a pebble. And I do think it could, the backlash against this pebble might cow other people who might otherwise have been courageous enough to step forward," he continued. Watch, Van Jones, Bragg's case against Trump a very small pebble.